From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France and Britain agree to take thousands of refugees. French President François Hollande and says his country will accept 24,000 refugees over the next 2 years. British Prime Minister David Cameron said 20,000 Syrian refugees from camps in Turkey, Jordan, and Syria would settle in Britain over the next 5 years.
In most cases, the interests of children are best met in the region where they can remain close to surviving family members. But in cases where the advice of the UNHCR is that their needs should be met by resettlement here in the UK, we will ensure that vulnerable children, including orphans, will be a priority.
Europe is struggling to cope with the continent's biggest migrant crisis since World War II. France has announced a response to Syria's widening crisis with plans to launch surveillance flights and possibly airstrikes. Lisa Bryant reports.
President François Hollande said France will begin surveillance flights of Islamic State positions in Syria as of Tuesday. Those may lead to possible strikes against the terrorist group.
Aujourd'hui en Syrie,
in a wide-ranging press conference, Hollande said the flights aimed to find out what actions the Islamic State group was preparing against France and its allies and against the Syrian population. But he ruled out putting French boots on the ground as inconsequential and unrealistic. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Security officers carried former Chadian dictator Hissein Habré into court Monday after he refused to take part in his trial on war crimes charges. Guards had to physically restrain the 72-year-old Habré as he thrashed about in his seat and shouted as an indictment was read against him. This is VOA News.